Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Bet. We left off on the Mishnah, on the middle of the page, on Ayin Aleph Amud Bet 71b. Today's class should be for the Refuah, Shalema Baal Dachonim. Okay, we are continuing. We left off at the middle of the page on 71b, Ayin Aleph Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Before we begin, Mishnah at the middle of the page. Mishnah starts. Amadir et ishto shelo telech lebeit avia. If a man takes a vow against his wife that she should not go to her father's house, bazman shu ima, when the father is in ba'ir, when the father is in the same city, chodesh echad yikayem shnayim yotzi veiten kedubah. Then 1 month this vow stands. But if he took a vow for 2 months, don't go to the father's house, he has to give a get, he has to give a divorce and give her her ketubah. But the Mishnah says, but bezman shu beir acheret, if the father is in a different city, regel echad yikayem shelosha yotzi veiten kedubah. One holiday, 3 months, one holiday, he has to, that's okay, he can keep the vow. If it's for 3 holidays, he has to give a divorce, because Rashi explains that it's the way of daughters to go to their father's homes for the holidays. So 1 holiday they can handle, but 3 holidays, there's no way they can handle. So therefore, that vow would have to be broken, and you have to give a divorce. Hamadir et ishto shlo telech lebeit ahavel o lebeit hamishteh. If someone takes a vow on his wife not to go to a mourner's house or to a feast, not to go to a seuda. So the Gemara says, yotzi ve'iten ketubah. He has to give a divorce and give the ketubah. Mipnei she'no'el befaneah, because he's closing the door in front of her. What does that mean, he's closing the door in front of her? We'll see in the Gemara. V'im haya to'en mishum davar acher, rashai. But if he was saying, I'm saying this only because of a different reason, then it's okay, then he's allowed to keep that vow, and the Gemara will explain what that means. Amarla, if let's say the woman takes a vow, and now the husband wants to annul that vow. So he says to her, I'm annulling your vow, but al menat shetomri lipnoni ma she'amart li. On condition, I'm annulling your vow on condition that you tell this person what you told me. Or, o ma she'amarti lach, or what I told you. Or maybe you have to be filling up something and pouring into the garbage. We're going to understand what that means in the Gemara. Yotzi ve'iten ketubah, you have to give a divorce right away and give a ketubah, because these things are not able to be, you cannot hold these neders against one's wife. The Gemara comes and says, we're on Ayin Aleph Amud Bet 71b at the Gemara on the bottom of the page. Ha gufa kasha. The Mishnah itself is difficult. Because the beginning of the Mishnah said, Amar, you said regel echad, you said 1 holiday, yekayem. You can, if she is in different city, you can hold her for 1 holiday. But shlosha, sorry, hashenayim, so if it's 2 holidays, you can understand that yotzi ve'iten ketubah. We said for 1 holiday, you can hold the vow. So it means you can infer from that that for 2 holidays, you have to give a divorce. You can't make a neder that she cannot go to her father's house for 2 holidays. So the Gemara then says, Ema Seifa, but go to the latter part of the Mishnah. We said, Shelosha, if it's 3 holidays, Yotzi Ve'iten Ketubah. That's when you have to give a divorce. So ha, you can understand from that, Hashnaim Yekayem. If it was only 2 holidays you took a vow, you don't have to give a divorce, so this is a contradiction. Is it 2 holidays you give a divorce, or 2 holidays you don't give a divorce? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Seifa Ata'an Lekohenet Verbi Udahi. If you remember in the earlier Mishnah, we had a distinction between an Israel or a Kohenet. Israelite and a Kohenet. We said by a Kohenet, she has an extra month. right? The vow against her has an extra month because we want to give time for the man to give a chance to the Kohen, just in case, hey, you divorce her, you're not going to be able to remarry her, so we give him an extra month. So over here it's saying, the contradiction is not a contradiction. The first part of the Mishnah was saying, if he takes a vow for 1 month, that works, 2 months he has to give a divorce, that's talking about an Israel woman. Whereas, if it was talking about a Kohenet, that was the second part of the Mishnah, we said for 3 holidays, you give a divorce. 2 holidays, you still can hold that vow against her, not to go to her father's house. That would be the difference. Rabba Bar Ula Amar, he says a different answer. La kashya, it's not difficult. We're on the bottom of the page on Ayn Aleph Amud Bet, 71b. La kashya, it's not difficult. Kan beredufa, kan besheina redufa. It depends if she usually runs there, goes to her father's house often or not. If she goes to her father's house often, so then you cannot take a vow against her for 2 months, for 2 holidays, not to go to her father's house. Right, but if she's not used to going to her father's house often, she only goes once a year, once in a while, then you can take a vow against her not to go to her father's house. So that's what the difference would be. His response is different. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, in Shira Shirim, as hayiti be'enav kemutzet shalom, I was in his eyes like perfect, like mutzet shalom. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is like kekala shenimtzet shelema bebeit chamia. It's like a daughter-in-law who seems perfect in the house of her father-in-law, and she runs to her father's house to tell her father all the praises that she's getting in her father-in-law's house. They say this about me and they say that about me. I guess not so practical today, but anyhow. V'haya, there's another pasuk, Hosea. Pasuk says, V'haya b'yom ahu ne'um Adonai, tikra'i ishi, lo tikra'i li od ba'ali. You should call me from now on my husband, and do not call me any longer my master, my ba'ali. So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is like kekala bebeit chamia, like a daughter-in-law in the house of her father-in-law, velo kekala bebeit aviyah, not a daughter-in-law in the house of the father, right? We know that when a woman gets engaged, erusin, they still stay at their father's house. Once they go through nisuin, they finally get married, then they move into their husband's house or the father-in-law's house. So this is referring to, you can call me now my husband, meaning now we're going to the stage of nisuin, now I'm moving into my father-in-law's house and I'm not staying in my father's house any longer. Hamadir tishlo, we said in the Mishnah, if someone takes a vow against his wife, not to go to a mourner's home or not to go to a feast, he has to give a divorce. So the Gemara says, Bishlama lebet hamishteh. It makes sense if you take a vow, you tell your wife, you cannot go to this wedding, you have to give a divorce. Why? You're taking away the enjoyment, you're making her suffer. Women like to enjoy with other people, you're taking that away from them and you're saying you cannot go to another wedding, you cannot go to something of the like. But if someone says, if a man takes a vow against his wife saying you cannot go to a mourner's home, why does he have to give a divorce? If anything, he's not closing the door in front of any happy occasions. What is happy over here that the woman will receive? So the Gemara says, Tana, limachar himeta. If let's say tomorrow she dies, ve'en kol birya sofda. Nobody's going to come and eulogize her. Why? Because she was never giving to other people. She was never allowed to go to the mourner's home and console them. So nobody's going to come and console them, console her. That's one answer. Another answer, v'yikad amri, some say, ein kol birya sofna. Some say that no one will come and sofna means to bury her. Right, just like she didn't do chesed for others, nobody will come and do chesed for her. So even in difficult times, the husband cannot take a vow against his wife not to go to a mourner's home, because then people will not be gomel chesed back to her. Tanya, there's a braita. Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Mai dechtiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, beautiful pasuk in Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech, Tov lalechet el beit evel, milechet el beit mishteh. It says, better to go to a mourner's home than to go to a feast. Because it's the end of all of man, and a living person should give it to his heart. So the Gemara says, what does it mean a living person should give it to his heart? So dvarim shel mita, it's things about death. Disapad yisabdune, if somebody goes and eulogizes others, you will be eulogized. If you go and bury someone, you will have the merit that others will bury you after 120. Didal yedelune, people, you cry for others, you raise your voice for others, other people will raise their voice for you. Dilava yilavune, if you escort the burial for others, they will do it for you. Ditaan yitaunune, and if you carry the dead out for others, they will also do that for you as well. This is what it means. The person who is chai, is alive, should put it to his heart to realize that when you give to others, you will receive back in the future. We said if the husband was saying his vow because he had another reason in mind, he's allowed to keep that vow. So the Gemara says, "My davar acher." What is another? Good question. So it's not saying you should do it for that reason, but it's saying the person who is the Gemara is explaining that the person who is alive, you should open up your heart to realize, why am I coming here? Why am I doing all of these things, right? I'm giving chesed. I know that after 120, Hashem will give chesed back to me. I'm not doing it for that reason, but I know that I'm coming to do chesed. That's the point. You're coming to do chesed. But the Gemara says, what is davar acher? My davar acher. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mishum bnei adam parutzin shemetzuyim sham. It's people who are parutz, people who are not straight people. They're people who have pritzut, inappropriate people, and things along those lines. So he makes a vow against his wife. I don't want you to go to these places. Don't go to this wedding. There's bad people there. So that's why you can keep that vow. Amar Rav Ashi, lo amaran eledit chazak. That's only when there's a chazakah of aloit chazak. But if there's not a chazakah of pritzut, lo kol kamine. You cannot make such a vow. That does not stand. Vim Amarla, we said, if he tells her, I'm annulling your vow, al minat shetomri, on the condition that you tell this person X, Y, and Z. So the Gemara says, Vetema, Amar Vyuda, Amar Shmuel, Dvarim Shel Kalon. He's telling them, hey, remember when you spoke bad about this person, or when you had disgrace against this person? Go and tell them what you said to me. Remember that what you spoke bad about them? Go and tell them. I'll annul your vow, my wife, only if you go and tell them these shameful things that you said to me. That's the explanation. Then, if let's say he takes a vow that she has to fill and pour into the garbage, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, "V'te'aver." What's the problem? Let her pour a bucket into the garbage. So the Gemara says, "Amar v'yuda, amar Shmuel, she'timale v'nofetzet." No, what it means is it's a phrase. It means that right after he sleeps together, they sleep together. He tells her, "Go and empty out your private so that you don't get pregnant." Something of the sort. Walk around, shake around so that you don't get pregnant, so that it doesn't stick and therefore you won't get pregnant. That's what he says there. That they have to get a divorce. But matnita tan, and the matnita was taught, shetemale asara kademayim te'areh le'ashpa. Fill up 10 buckets of water and pour it into the garbage. So what's the problem over there? Why does he have to divorce that? Bishlam al Shmuel, it makes sense according to the first opinion, mishum hachi yotzi ve'iten keduva. Because in the first opinion, he tells her not to get pregnant, so he has to give a divorce. Ela la matnita, but according to the Braita, my nafkala mina, well, who cares? Let her go and fill up buckets and pour it into the water. So the Gemara says, te'aved, let her do that. Amar Rabba bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei sheniret kishota. Because everyone's going to look at her like she's an idiot. Like, what are you doing? You're pouring 10 buckets of water in the garbage? So they're going to think this woman has gone crazy. And so therefore, they would have to get a divorce. Amar Rav Kana, Hamadiret Ishto, if someone takes a vow against his wife, Shelo Tish'al, or Shelo Tash'il, not to lend and not to
borrow.
Right? If he takes a vow against his wife not to do these things, what happens? Or not to lend or borrow, Nafa, Kabara, Rechaim, Etanur, type of sifters, or a mill, or a oven, Yotzi Ve'iten Ketubah. He has to already give her a divorce, Shemasiya Shem Rabashkinute, because he's now giving her a bad name in the neighborhood. Everyone's going to think she's a bad person. Tanya Namayach, we have a writer just like this. Amadir Dishto, someone takes a vow against his wife, Shalot Ishal, Vishalot Tashil. Take a vow against your wife not to borrow and not to lend. So what happens? Nafa'u kebara rechaim etanur, a sifter, a mill, or an oven. Yitzivi ten ketubah. He has to give a divorce and give a ketubah. Mipnei shem masi'ah shem rab shchinutei. He's giving her a bad reputation in the neighborhood. It's saying, this is also in a braita. Tanya Namiach is a braita just like this. V'chen hi shenadera is also, if she takes a vow, shelo tishal v'shelo tashil. If she takes a vow not to borrow or not to lend. Nafa kabara rechaim etanur, a sifter, or a mill, or an oven, v'shelo te'ararog begadim, or not to sew clothing, weave clothing, sorry, na'im, begadim na'im lebanav, nice clothing for her children, te'tse shelo b'ktubah. Over there she gets without a ketubah, she leaves. Why? Mipnei shemesi'ato shemra v'shechinav. Because she is giving him a bad reputation in the neighborhood. She is making herself seem like she's a terrible person. She doesn't even make nice clothing for her children. So everyone's going to think she has a terrible husband that doesn't give her money. So that's why she would have to get a divorce and she does not get a ketubah. Okay, new Mishnah. Ve'elo yotzot shelo b'ktubah. These are the women who get divorced without any ketubah. Ha'auveret al dat Moshe, someone who goes against Moshe's Torah, v'yehudit, and we're going to understand what the difference is, but Yehudit, the Jewish practice. V'ezohi dat Moshe, what is the rules of Moshe? Ma'achilato she'eno me'usar, someone who feeds her husband, something that you didn't take ma'aser out of, u'mashamashto nida, sleeps with her husband while she's nida, v'lo kotzala chala, she doesn't remove chala, mafrish chala, v'noderet v'eina mekayemet, she makes neders and she doesn't fulfill them. This is the woman who goes against Moshe's Torah. V'ezoi dat Yehudit. And what's the Jewish practice? If someone goes against this Jewish practice, he can divorce her. Yotzah v'rosha parua. If a woman goes out without covering her hair, this is considered going against Jewish practice. V'tova bashuk, or she is spinning in the shuk in public. We're going to understand why. U'medaberet im kol adam, or she speaks to everyone. She's very flirtatious. Abba Shaul says, "Af hamikalelet yolda befanav." Even someone who curses his parents in his face, that person will get a divorce without a ketubah. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Af hakolanit." Even a kolanit. So the Mishnah says, "Ve'ezoi kolanit." What's a kolanit? So the Gemara says, "Lakshim medaperet betoch beta ushchenea shamin kola." When a woman speaks in her house and everyone hears and the neighbors hear, why is that so bad? Who cares? But she's a loudspeaker.
She's probably talking bad things.
Okay, so the Gemara will explain what this means, but it's not necessarily talking just about speaking. The Gemara will explain. Okay, Gemara. Ma'achilato she'eno me'usar. She feeds him something that is not taken ma'aser from. So the Gemara says, Heichidame. What's the case? Idiyada, if he knows, nifrosh, don't eat it. Idilayada, if he does not know, minayada. How does he end up finding out? How does he find out to say, I'm divorcing you? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, what's the case? The amarle ploni kohenet the amrale ploni kohenet tikenli. The wife tells him, this kohen took ma'aser from me, from these fruits. It tikenli to carry, fix this whole pile. Ve'azil shayle ve'ashtakach shikra. He goes and asks that kohen and finds out that she was lying. She wasn't telling the truth. So therefore he divorces her and no ketubah. U'mishamashto nida, if a woman sleeps with the husband, nida. So the Gemara says, hechidame. What's the case? Idi adaba. If the man knows, nifrosh, don't sleep with her. If he does not know, nismoch ilava, just rely on her. We know that you're allowed to rely on the woman. So the Gemara says, "Da'amar Rabbi Chinena bar Kahana Amar Shmuel, minayin lenida shesofer la'atzma." How do we know a nida woman counts the 7 days for herself? She'ne'amar sapera la shivat yamim. It says she counts for herself 7 days la le'atzma, for herself. So we see we can rely on her. The Gemara says, "Lo tzricha." What's the case here? The Amra Le, she said to her husband, Ploni Chacham Tiherli, this rabbi told me I am Tahora. And what happened? Tiherli at Adam, he permitted me this blood. Ve'azel Shaylei Vishtekach Shikra. So the man went and asked the rabbi afterwards and found out she was lying. She wasn't telling the truth. So now he divorces her. Without a ketubah. Ve'ibay Deman, and a different answer. Kedir Rav Yehuda, Adama Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda says, Uchzeka Nida Vishchinutei. Bala loke aleya mishum nida. If a woman has a chazakah that she's nida in the neighborhood, so now the husband actually gets malkut. If he's warned, he gets lashes if he sleeps with her. And let's say afterwards, if they tell him afterwards that, hey, your wife is in nida, she has a chazakah that she's nida, he can divorce her without a ketubah.
It's correct, no?
So, nachon, sleeping with a nida is a thing. Rashi explains that, Rashi says, okay, so it's an interesting question. Why is it not karet? Why is it only makut? It's a good question. Let's see. Could be that she's liable to, he's liable to both, right? Someone who does a negative commandment is liable to both karet and malkut. And the Mishnah says also that somebody who receives malkut, he becomes exempt from his karet obligation. That could be the explanation, but it's a good question. Okay, the Gemara then continues and says, going back on our Mishnah. Okay. Velo katzala chala. She doesn't separate chala. So yechidame, what's the case? Id yada, if the man knows, nifrosh, don't eat it. If he does not know, mina yada, how does he find out? So lo tzricha de amrale, she said to him, ploni gabal tikanit aisa, this kneader, he fixed the dough for me, he took chala out, ve'azil shaylev ishtekach shikra, he goes and asks this man, and he finds out she was lying. So he can divorce her without a ketubah. V'noderet v'ena mekayemet. She takes a vow and she doesn't fulfill it, you can divorce her without a ketubah. So the Gemara says, da'amar more. V'avon nedarim banim metim. By taking vows, children die. If a person takes a vow and doesn't fulfill it, the children can die, chas v'shalom. Sh'ne'emar, al titen et picha la'achatid v'serecha. Do not give your mouth to make your skin sin, meaning your own children. Ve'izohen ma'aseh yadav, shel adam, water his own hands. That's talking about one's own children. So one will cause chas v'shalom his own children to die if he doesn't keep his vows. That's why we do hatarat nedarim as well. Rav Nachman Amar Me'achar. Rav Nachman says from here, L'shav hiketi et b'nechem. I hit your children for no reason. L'shav al iske shav. Because of your actions that you did for no reason, meaning your vows that you took and you didn't fulfill, that's why I hit your children. The Gemara then says, Tanya, Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Kol hayodeh b'ishto shenhoderet v'enem kayemet. Anybody who knows that his wife takes vows and doesn't keep them, yachzor v'yedirenna. Go and make her take another vow. So the Gemara says, how does that fix the situation? B'may metakin. How does that fix the problem? Ela yachzor v'yaknitenna k'dei shetidor b'fanav v'yaferla. No, go and try to make her make another vow. Because why? Because at this point you can't annul her vow that she made a while ago. But if you make her make another this vow again, then you can annul the vow right then and there. So make her make the vow so you can annul it. Amrulo, they said to him, Ein adam dar im nachash bekvifa. A person cannot live with a snake in a basket. Meaning you can't live with this woman, you got to divorce and give and get her out of your house. Tanya, Hayar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol yodeh b'ishto she'ina kotza lo chala. Anyone knows that his wife does not separate chala, yachzor v'yafrish achareya. He should go and separate. Amrulo, they said to him, Ein adam dar im nachash bekvifa. A person cannot live with a snake in a basket. Meaning, it's dangerous. You might, God forbid, eat from that chala without separating it and violate Torah prohibitions. Man de man ila aha. The one who says it on this case, kol shegen ahach, how much more so on the latter case? But the one who says it on the one who says it on the later case, the case of chala, how much more so on the case of vows? Ahach. Aval man de mani ahach. But the one who says it on the case of vows, aval ha, in the case of chala, zimnin de mikre v'achil. It could be that one time, God forbid, a person may come and eat from the chala. And so therefore they would violate that prohibition. So it would not be a kol shekin, right? It's not a kol shekin.
So motziah without ketubah?
Nachon, motziah without a ketubah. Okay. Ve'ezohi dat yehudit. We said what is considered the dat yehudit, Jewish principle, Jewish custom, right? Yotzav rosha parua, she goes out without her head covered. So the Gemara says, rosha parua deoraitahi. We know that a woman having to cover her hair is of Torah origin. It's not a mitzvah from the Torah. It's very important to understand the sugya correctly. There's no one of the 613 mitzvot is not for a woman to cover her hair. But it's from the Torah, biblically origin, that a woman needs to cover her hair. How do we see that? The pasuk says, "Dichtiv ufara et rosha isha." The woman who's a sota woman, we say she has to come to the temple and we tie her out and we remove her hair covering. We embarrass her. What does that prove to you? That they would wear hair coverings. A woman is obligated to wear hair covering. So it's a deoraita, but it's not a mitzvah mideoraita. That's the difference. Okay? V'tana deveri Rishmael. Rabbi Shmuel says, Azharala b'not Yisrael shalei yitzu b'farua rosh. This pasuk is telling us a warning for the Jewish women not to go out without covering their hair. Right? You have to cover your hair. So what do you see from this? It's a Torah it's a Torah origin. Why are you coming and saying that, oh, it's dat yehudit? It's from Torah of Moshe. The Gemara says, deoraita, according to Torah law, Kalta Shapir Deme. If she just wore a basket on her head, covering the parts of her hair, that would be enough, according to Torah law. Dat Yehudit, but according to Jewish custom, according to our Jewish practice, that's not enough. Afilu Kalta Nami Asur, that's not tsanua enough, you have to actually cover the hair with tsniut. I mean, nowadays, all these women covering with wigs and stuff like that, it's better than not covering at all, for sure, you're still fulfilling the deoraita, but ideally, I think the correct way would be to cover with something like a scarf or something that would cover all the hair, so you protect all the beauty only for one's husband. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kalta en ba mishum peru arosh. If someone is wearing this basket, she does not have a problem of uncovered hair. So the Gemara says, Havei bar Rabbi Chia. What's the case here? Hecha, where is this talking about? Ilema bashuk, maybe it's talking about in public. But the Gemara says, Dat Yehuditi. We said, Jewish practice is you have to cover completely, not just with a basket. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela v'chatzer. It's talking about in her own home, her own backyard, her own courtyard. She's covering outside a little bit. So the Gemara says, Imken, lo hinachta bat l'Avraham Avinu, sheyoshevet tachat bala. Then we won't have any women who will be married to their husbands. Any women from Avraham Avinu married to their husbands. Why? You're telling women they're going to have to cover their hair so extremely in their own homes? How can they do that? It's impossible. They're not going to be able to go to such an extent. Amar ba'e ve'itemar of Kahana. What we're talking about over here is mechatzer lechatzer v'derech mavoi. She's going from one courtyard to another through an alleyway. She's not going in the public domain that everyone can see her, but she's taking an alleyway that some people could see her. So therefore, she would have to cover her hair completely in such a situation. But if she's in her own home, it seems like she doesn't need to. V'tova b'shuk, we said if she is spinning in this in public, she gets a divorce. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'mar ezra otel v'ne adam. She's showing her arms to people, to men. V'rav Chisda Amar, Avimi says, b'tova v'rad keneged panea. She is spinning thread by her legs, on her legs she's doing it, so now she's causing people to look downstairs. U'midaberet im kol adam, and she speaks to every person. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, b'mesacheket im bachorim. She flirts with men, she flirts with boys. That's what it was talking about. You divorce her without a ketubah. Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Azim Nachada, havaka azil na batrei de Rav Ukva. One time we were walking behind Rav Ukva, the chazite lahu lahi Arabia. We saw this Arab woman, a woman that hava yatva kashadia pilcha v'tava virad keneged paneha. She was spinning thread on her legs. And what happened? Kevan de chazite, once she saw this big rabbi, pasikte lepilcha, she broke her spinner and shadite, and she threw it in front of him. Amra le ulem hav li pilach, go and bring me my spin, bring me my thing to do my spinning. She wanted to grab his attention. So Amar bar Rukva milta. Rukva said something bad about her. Rukva said she's you know something is wrong here. So the Gemara says, "My Amarba, what did he say about her? Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Tova Bashuk Amarba. He said she's a spinner in public. She's a woman who spins in public. She's not Sanua. Rabbanan say, Medaveret im kol adam Amarba. No, he said that she's someone who flirts with everyone. She speaks to everybody. Both cases are cases that he can divorce. If this was a wife, he would divorce her without a ketubah. Abba Shaul Omer, we said in our Mishnah, Afa mekalelet yoldav v'famav, even a woman who curses one's parents in his face. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mekalelet yoldav v'fnei moledav. Someone who curses one's parents in front of one's children. The parents in front of the grandchildren, right? V'simanach, and what is the mnemonic? Ephraim u'menashe k'reuven u'shimon yuli. Right? Yaakov says, Ephraim and Menashe will be to me like Reuven and Shimon, meaning my grandchildren will be like my children. So someone who curses the parents in front of the grandchildren, that's what he's trying to say, that you can divorce without ketubah. Amar Abba, de amri le nichle, like for example the phrase that people say, nichle arya le saba, the lion will eat our grandfather be'ape bire, in the face of our children, meaning in the face of their grandchildren. This is a phrase that's used. Rabbi Tarfon says, Afa kolanit, even a kolanit, my kolanit. We said, what is a kolanit? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'mashmat kola al iske tashmish. We said in the Mishnah, it was someone who makes noise and the neighbors hear her. No, it's referring to someone who makes noise with relations and everybody hears her. V'matnita tana, the Braita, told him, v'shameshet v'chatzer zo, v'nishma kola v'chatzer acheret. And the Braita says, no, she has relations outside in the courtyard and the people in the next courtyard hear her. She's making noises because of her pain. It's like a blemish. So the Gemara says, we're going to have a Mishnah later on in this parak, I think, that talks about blemishes. So why don't we say this part in the Mishnah later on? Why are we saying it over here? So the Gemara says, Ela mechubarta kedushanina meyikara. Rather, the first answer must be the correct answer, that what is it referring to? It's not referring to a woman who's making noises from pain in the courtyard to the next courtyard to hear her. It's a person who has relations and makes noises, and people next door hear her. That's what it's referring to. Okay, so we'll stop there. Just do a quick 1 minute recap.
If she has mum, he has to divorce her?
No, the question was, if she has a blemish, why are you mentioning it in this Mishnah? Mention it in the later Mishnah. So for sure, it's not talking about a case of blemish, right? Okay, let's do a quick recap. We started in the Ayin Aleph Amud Bet at the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about different types of vows and timelines until if a man would be able to keep the vow or he would have to give a divorce and different situations. He takes a vow for her not to go to the father's house, not to go to party and stuff like that. Different situations where he would have to keep it or where he would have to give a divorce. Then when we flipped to Amud Aleph, we got to the case of if let's say he or her are not allowed to give each other bad reputations. Right, so they're not allowed to take vows on one another. That I'm not going to lend, not going to borrow. Why to give a bad reputation to one another? That would not be allowed. Okay. Then the third part of that was a new Mishnah. We started talking about in situations if the woman would act in a certain way, she would not even get a ketubah. right? If she goes against Moshe's Torah, she goes against Dati Yehudi, she doesn't cover her hair, stuff like that. There's an interesting halakha we discussed with Rabbi Ben Chaim. Let's say you have a couple who, just derech agav, who, let's say, they get engaged or whatever, and the woman decides she doesn't want to cover her hair at the end. Does the man have to break off the marriage? So based on this Mishnah, it sounds like you can even divorce her without a ketubah. But Rabbi Ben Chaim has told us that that's not a reason for a man not to marry someone or to divorce someone, chas v'shalom. It's a woman's obligation to want to cover her hair. It's not on the husband's obligation, it's on the woman. Right? So if the woman decides she doesn't want to do it, she's taking that upon herself. She's going to have din and cheshbon with Hashem, not you. Right? They say, just derech agav, between us, I think Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul, Rabbi Ben Chaim's Rebbe, for a good point in their life, I don't know about the whole life, but his wife also, I don't know if she covered her hair the whole lifetime period. And also they say about, there was another Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, I think also, if I'm not mistaken, I think they never said anything to their wives. Their wives chose to do whatever they wanted, and that was it. But I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on it. This is what Rabbi Ben Chaim has told us. But
how he doesn't contradict with the Mishnah.
But so the Mishnah is saying he can give a divorce without a ketubah if he wants, but you're not supposed to throw off a marriage if a woman does not want to keep a mitzvah. Right? That's on her. But that's just derech agav. That was part number three. And part number four, sorry, a little longer on the recap, is there are certain types of women who are pritzut, who are women who are not tsanua, not modest, that they lose their marriage and they don't even receive a ketubah. We see that the proper derech of a benot Yisrael, the women of Am Yisrael, is to be tsanua, to be modest, and therefore they would never, chas v'shalom, lose their ketubah. Shabbat shalom, baruch adonai olam. Amen.